We're in the middle of the famous Simon Ayin Hey, discussing Erva. So Sif Beis took us longer than it was supposed to. So we're going to try to finish Ayin Hey now and start Ayin Vav. Ayin Vav starts the Tzoa Sugyas that go for another good while. Simon Peches. Okay, so now we're up to Ayin Hey Dalet. Also, likros kineged erva. Afilu shel oved gilulim. V'chein kineged ervas katan. Also, okay. So there's two things here in the mechaber. One, well, really three. Things. One is that you're not allowed to say kriyishma in front of erva at all. Mishabura says sif katan yud tes. Dichsiv. This is really should have been. You know, we should have read this at the beginning. We sort of did. We read it from the Aruch HaShulchan. Ki Hashem, Mishabura sif katan yud tes. Dichsiv. Ki Hashem Elokecha mishalech bekerv machanecha. Hashem is going in the camp with you. Vaya machanecha kadosh. Your camp should be holy. V'lo yirabecha ervas davar. And he should not see in you any nakedness. Mikanam ducha chamim shabuchal makom shehashem elokeinu mishalechim anu. Wherever Hashem is going with us, dehainu kishan oskin bekriyashma tefila with the very Torah when we're involved in Torah and tefila. Tzarekli zar shel yire Hashem banu ervas davar. Hashem should not see in us any ervas davar. Dehainu shlo ye dvar erva kineged panav shel adam hakorei o mespalo kimelo enov. כי דמוקח סימן אין תסי בייז וכן שלא יהיה אז אורום שהידי זה מסרעי ערבה שלא כלול גם כן במקרה הזה. So he shouldn't have any ערבה in front of him and he should not be also naked. And that's included in this Layira Bacha Ervas Dabar. Okay, so that, you know, really could have been in the Sefalov. Fine. So here the Mechaber tells us you're not allowed to read Kineged Ervas, Erva Filo Shel Goy. Okay, the Gemara discusses the Havamina. And the Maskana is says by Noach, Ki Ervas Aviam Lo Ra'u. So you see, Noach had a Goy. Wasn't Jewish, a din of a guy, and therefore you see the erva sevim lara. He has a din erva, and mamela all the halachas of erva apply to goyim as well, with perhaps one exception with the married woman's hair, because our basically the hair becomes erva because woman's chayav to cover it. So a goyish woman doesn't have to cover hair. So then her hair lachayav wouldn't make a difference if she's single or married. Okay. Okay, now the Mechaber discusses the sugya of Ervas Katan. So there's a big machlokes Rishonim. I don't know, not such a big machlokes Rishonim, but basically the Rambam says that it's also to say Kriya Shema in front of an Ervas Katan. And basically the Rabbeinu Yonah brings two sides. Yeshomim is also, Yeshomim is mutter. And most poskim hold that it's mutter. Now, when the Rush discusses this, this comes up specifically, not only when the kids are come out of the shower and they're running around without clothes on, but this comes up by a mila. Okay, they go to say do a mila, they want to make a bracha. So Rabbeinu Yonah says he brings down. You have to cover the erva to make the bracha. And so Yeshomrim is such a tiny baby, you don't have to cover the erva. The Rush brings down the Rabbeinu Yonah. The Rush adds also. How can you call this, you know, like a lack of kedusha and an ervas davar? You're about to do, you know, the mitzvah's mila. What a gavaldik, like a mitzvah. Not shaykh to call that a lack of kedusha, and therefore it's no problem, and you can do mila. So the Beis Yosef says, so you see, could be that the Rush really requires both. He requires ervas katan. Now you could also talk about it. Doing mila on an adult, on a ger, on an eved, which is also discussed in Shulchan Aruch. So the Shulchan Aruch wants to say the Rambam says usher. The Rush, when he says it's mutter, he's mitzarif two things: he's a katan and it's b'makom mila. But if it's not a makom mila, if it's going to be kriyishma, maybe he'll say it's usher, and therefore the mechaber holds that it's usher. The Rush says, I'm sorry, not the Rush. The Ramah says mapitom. Most poskim say it's mutter. And therefore, there's no reason here to be machmer. So the Mechaber says, V'chein k'neged ervas katan is going to be aser. And the Rama says v'yesh matiri neged ervas katan kozman she'in a roi labia v'chein ikr. As long as the child does not roi labia, which means 9 for a boy and 3 for a girl, the erva does not have a din erva v'chein ikr. That's what the Rama says. And basically, the mechaber the mechaber wants to be machmer unless you have tarti l'tivusa, unless you have both an underage child and b'makom mila. Meaning the mechaber in Reish Samech Hey Ches, he agrees over there it's mutter, because they have the rush fully on the team that says it's mutter. Now the Bach has a whole kasha on the rush. The Rambam would also agree with that. Why are you like pinning the Rambam and saying the Rambam holds also? It's not so pashut that the Rambam holds also either. Fine, but the Beis Yosef holds the Rambam holds also all the time, and the rush is only Mekel B'mako Mila, and therefore the mechaber is machmir, except for unless you have two things: you need underage child and Mako Mila. Otherwise, the mechaber is machmir, and the Rambam is Mekel says no. As long as the kid's underage, that's good enough. Finish. But everyone agrees that the gadol who's having a mila, the erva must be covered. Now the Magen Avraham says over here, Mishmas Sifkatan Chavdali. Because of the Magen Avraham, Mikamokom, the mile is not allowed to be touching the erva of the baby while he makes the bracha. Meaning, we allow him to see the erva, but we do not allow him to touch the erva. They're basically, everyone disagrees with this Magen Avraham, and they disagree for two reasons. One, it could be a sakana that they bring down here from the Prima Gadim. Could be it's a sakana. You gotta be careful. The focus over here has to be on doing it right. That's A. And then he brings down the Gra that also says it's also to do like a Magen Avraham. I'm not 100% sure, but I think with the Gra, they're called also mitam hefsik. That there's a hefsek. If he's not holding, so he's covered, make the bracha uncover, it's like over the oiver. Has to be over the asiyas and do the mitzvah right away. Anyway, Magen Avraham says not to hold the mila, everyone else disagrees. The Maisa, I think, to hold the mila, they don't cover the mila, and
this is another reason why you should hold it, is because
that's the mitzvah.
That's a chavitz mitzvah.
Okay, very good. Okay, so that's Dalet. Ervas Goy is Erva, just like Ervas Yisrael. And Ervas Katan, the Mechaber is Machmir, unless you have a Katan and Makomila, which you don't have over here. Here's Hilchos Kriya Shema, but over there he's Mako because you have both the Katan and the Mila. And the Ramah is Matu Lagamre, Kol She'eino Roi Labia. And by in Reish Samach Zayin Yud Gimel, that's by Milas Avodim, doing a bris mila to an Eved, there the Rosh asses, the Shulchan Aruch, everyone asses over there. So even when the Rosh brought down the Svara, it was only as a tziruf, not that alone is going to be matter. Okay, Sifhei. Erva ba'ashashis v'roas aderech dafnaseh. The erva is behind the glass. Okay, this is actually very sort of very common nowadays. You're on a bus and there's glass between you and the outside world, and the outside world is bavonosino rabbi mole tefach many tfachayim fachim be'isha erva. So erva ba'ashashis, it's behind the glass. You can see the erva. Also, likros kenegda. You now let us say shema in front of the erva. Here, Mistama is talking about erva mamish. Actually, I don't know if that's true. Let's see. The pasuk says lo, and the erva can be seen through the glass, and therefore it's going to be aser. See-through clothes. So it's not only talking about erva mamish, it's even talking about tefach b'isha erva. Okay, however, we're going to learn now the sugya of closing eyes. V'atzimas einayim shari b'kozeh l'kulei alma, kem she'erba koponim m'chusa. Okay, so we're going to learn right now, Sivav is going to talk about if it's enough to close the eyes in front of the erva in order to make a bracha. But certainly when there's a glass, so the erva b'ashash is, the glass is separating, so if you could see through the glass and you see the erva, even if it's a tefach b'isha erva, that's going to be a problem. You can't say Krishna, you can't make brachas, you can't talk in learning like that. But if you close your eyes, then for sure it's going to be mutter. As opposed to the Tsoa Bashashis, which is the first Sif in Ayin Vav. Hopefully we'll get there if we have time. Okay. Now Sif Vav.
There's no glass.
We'll see. We're going to get it right now. That's a big sugya. Okay. Okay, now to Sif Vav. So the Rambam says the following. Also, Likros Kenegede Erva. You now let a say creation in front of the Erva. Achi Yachzer Panov. Until he turns his face. So the Beis Yosef takes this Rambam and says, what do you mean turn your face? Turn your face means you're not looking. You're facing the Erva, you turn your face, and you're not looking. So what's the difference if I turn my face, or if I close my eyes, or if it's nighttime, or if the person's blind? So the Beis Yosef takes this Yachzer Panav and says, Lav Davki Yachzer Panav, as long as he's not looking at the Erva, it's going to be okay. Now everybody screams, and you know, he also wants to bring a raya from what we learned in Seminary Dollar, if the person's in the jacuzzi without any clothes on, as long as he closes his eyes, it's okay. So we said, because the water counts as a kisui, that's like Erva Bashashas, but you can still see the Erva, close your eyes. And the Mechaber Kanaret doesn't hold from that. He just holds, it's like lying in bed without any clothes on, and as long as you close your eyes, it's going to be okay. It seems. I don't know. They scream and yell from all over the Bach and the Magen Avraham and the Taz and the Gra. Everyone's yelling and screaming at the Beis Yosef. Okay? But Shitas the Beis Yosef is, now, what we're discussing here is Erva Mamish. Okay? It's only Erva Mamish. The Mechaber holds, as long as you're not looking at the Erva, it's okay. Let's see the Mechaber. Hi, Mishmas, Simon Ayin, hey, Sivav. Hi, it's the Erva Kinegdo. Real live Erva. The Hichz upon him, he turns his face away. Oh, Shu Otsam Einav. Oh, he closes his eyes. Oh, Shu Balayla. Or it's dark. He can't see. It's nighttime. Oh, Shu Suma. Or he's blind, but he knows the Erva's there. Notulikos. He's allowed to read the Kriyashma. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Lo Yir Ebacha Erva. Debriya Talak Rachmanav. Oh, Lo Chazila. It's a din in Re'iyah. And there's no Re'iyah over here. Because he's blind. Because it's dark. Because he closes his eyes, or he turns his face. Okay, so that's Shitas the Beis Yosef. That Hachzaras Panim of the Rambam means closing eyes. Okay, the Bach screams as a Mefurshi Ushalmi against that, and it can't be that's what the Rambam means. And when it says Hachzaras Panim, okay, it means Imamish turns his face all the way away. His face is away. So even if he opens his eyes, he's not going to see. Even if he wants to see, he's not going to see. So the Bachot didn't turn his face. The Taz goes boom, 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 boom. Three bambakashas against the Mechaber. And he concludes that not only is closing your eyes not enough, but even turning the face is not enough. When it says, Achiyachzer Panav, it means he has to turn his whole body. He's got to turn around. That's the Taz. So those are the three Malchim. The Beis Yosef holds, it's enough to close his eyes. The Bach holds, it's enough to turn his face. And Taz holds, he has to turn his whole body. Now, even the Beis Yosef brings down this Rokeach. Rokeach says Mefurash, is a Rishon, that Atzima Seinaim is Osir, is not good. The Beis Yosef brings it down, he says, but he claims everyone disagrees with the Rokeach, so he's Mako. Bach brings it down as part of his arsenal against the Beis Yosef. Okay, but here you see, what? So, hold on. So here, the Shulchan Aruch holds that, you see, he holds Etzimis and Aim is Mutter. Okay. Mishabur. Sifkata and Chavzayim. Okay. Mishabur Chavzayim. I am Primagan Shachron. Debhu Atzma Orum. Actually, the Gamma Dan Shachron Chlamanical Elo Aetzis. It could be that the Shachron would agree, if he himself is not wearing any clothes, that it would not work. Even though it did work by the water, and that is his Raya, but it's very hard to say that. Because the Pasuk, we're going to see. It doesn't say low tier air. We're going to see that coming up right now.
Hold on.
Mishabur Sivkar Chavchetz. Hold on. Let's finish this up. V'hichze panim. Rotzalomar. Afil achzoras panim levav b'lo gufo. He just has to turn his face away. D'lo garmet. Tzimas aneim. D'shoya l'didei. The machado. Just close your eyes. So obviously turning your head away is better. As long as you don't see the air, but it doesn't make a difference. Mishabur Sivkar Chavchetz. Test. Osho. He closes his eyes. V'achroni meskimu d'kol elu ha'etzos. All these etzos. three out of the four, levad, except for the one of Hachzaras Panim, all of them, lo mahani, why not? Diloksiv lo sire, it doesn't say you shall not see erva. It says lo yir'er, it's Ratzalomer, lo yir'er haraya, someone else who's looking at you, say shema, does not see you, say shema in front of erva. Doesn't matter if you see the erva or not. That it didn't lo tir'er, it's in lo yir'er bacha. Vafilu hachzaras panim shahutaru, says the Mishabura, not like the, well, we'll see, not really like the Bach, more like the Taz, ragdav kam hechze kol gufov, omi b'tzad acher. The nasis the erva mitzido. Avam hechze panim levad, lo mahani, it's not gonna work. Okay. Yes. So, okay, but again, we're talking here about erva mamish. Okay, we have three shitas. The Mishabura says you need to turn around legamre. That's what the Mishabura says. Okay. Good. That's my erva mamish. So it's not so relevant. You know, occasionally it can come up again. Kid comes out of the bath, whatever. Or a girl over three, or a boy over nine, and whatever. And you're saying, you're ashayatzer, and you bump into the kid who happens to be uncovered for a second. That could happen. But it's much more relevant to Tefach V'Isha Erva. So for that we have to go back to Ayin Hey Aleph Aleph. Simon Ayin Hey, which we're in the middle of. The beginning of Ayin Hey, the Mishabura Sifkatan Aleph. So the Mechaber told us a rule, right? Tefach V'Isha Erva, Tefach Megula V'Isha, and a place that's supposed to be covered, because it didn't every now to say Krishma. Okay, look at Mishabura Sifkatan Aleph. But Malkum Shadaka. Therefore, b'chal ervehi. Sounds like it's a din d'rabbanan. And you can't look at it, say Krishma shum davar to kedusha neged the tefach b'isha erva kumo neged erva mamish, just like as if you were in front of erva mamish. We're in the middle of sivav. The neged erva mamish also feel about otzim ain about yachzer panav who hadin b'zeh. It's interesting because there he didn't really say yachzer panav. There he said yachzer kol gufo. But the first mahalach he's saying is, it's the same, you have to turn around, basically. Maybe he's slightly, I don't know, maybe he's slightly more makul over here that he's allowed Hachzaras Panim, maybe. Then he says like this, V'yesh matirim bazeh im hu nizar miliros klal, there are those that are matir, in the case of Tefach B'isha, if he's careful not to look at all. And then the conclusion, say, have a machlekes. The din that we said by Erva Mamish, is that the same din by Tefach B'Isha Erva? This is Mamish Ma'isim B'Chol Yom, extremely, no, yeah, very, very important halacha. So the conclusion of the Mishabura is, U'kishei efshar b'inyan acher, nira d'yesh lismoch al zeh. I mean, you can't do it any other way. You could be soimech that closing the eyes is good enough for the Tefach B'Isha Erva. Now, he doesn't really tell us who the players are. So, in the Bir Alacha, Dimatu B'Makum Shadarka, he lays out Miva Miyaholchim. I'm B'Mishabur Shekasam, the Do'asa Afil Batzim Esay Naim. Ken Kasa B'Sefer Chai Odom. It's true. That's what the Chai Odom says. The Tefach B'Isha Erva, you can't even keep your eyes open. However, if you skip down to the bottom line of this Bir Alacha, on the same page, by me, V'chai Odom Hocheh B'Nishmas Odom Shelo, D'Gam La Rambam Yesh Lahakev Atzim HaSinai. What the Chai Odom does, is say that it depends if Teva B'Yish Erev is a Din D'Araisa, Din D'Rabbanan. On a Din D'Araisa, on Erev D'Araisa, Atzim HaSinai does not help. On Erev D'Rabbanan, Atzim HaSinai does help. Pachos mitefach, which the Rama is machmiran, or the Bach is machmiran, or the both machmiran, whatever. The first year we gave ayin hey aleph. So pachos mitefach for sure is the Rabbana, atzim asenayim helps. Hair, the chiv to cover the hair is daraisa, but the hair becoming erva, and therefore you can't say kriyashma, that's for sure the Rabbana, atzim asenayim is going to help for that. If you want to apply that to kol, whatever, plug your ears, but. So here the Nishmas Adam, which is written by the Chai Adam, he has a shot. Tefach b'isha erva. Is that a din d'araisa, din d'rabbanan? L'may nafkimina, atzim asenayim. If it's a din d'araisa, it's not going to help. If it's a din d'rabbanan, then you can just close your eyes. But in the main part of the Chai Adam, he says that tefach b'isha erva is also afilu b'atzim asenayim. Then he declares his chakira on the bottom of the Nishmas Adam, and then in the end he brings down that it's the Mashmaos HaRambam, as it's the Rabbanon, and therefore Atzima Sinai will help. But it's not his conclusion in the main part of the Chai Adam. So that's why he brings the Chai Adam as one of the Machmirim. He brings the Bira Gra as one of the Machmirim, because the Gra also connects Sif Vav and Sif Aleph. So it sounds like the same Din Yavav you have by Aleph. Then the Bira Lacha continues, Umashe Kosam Diyesh Matirin, Hu Mehabach, Hu Primagadim Mishas Azav, Os Beis Ayn Sham. So the Prima Gadim says anything that's because of Hirhur is going to be Mutter Batzima Seinayim. Okay, now the Mishnah just told us that the whole Din of Tevah Bisha Erva is a din in Hirhur. So as you don't see, no Hirhur, you can say Kriyishma. That's the Mahalach of the Prima Gadim. Then he says, it's not so posh to be makel over here, says the Bir Halacha. Okay, brings down others that are machmir. And then in the last line, he says, you can't protest if someone's making a tzimtzum, so the Mishnah Berurah doesn't sound like Me'ikar Din he's so excited about. It's not like Me'ikar Din, it's really a problem. But B'shas HaTzchak, one can be Me'ikar. The Chazon Ish is much more Me'ikar over here. Seems to say that it's mutter. And then in Ishe Yisrael in the back, they have questions that they ask of Chaim Kanievsky. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky is a Chazon Ish paskening against the Mishnah Berurah and saying that it's okay, even the Chachila. And Kedarka B'Kodesh, he's just said, the Chazon Ish is saying Me'ikar Din is mutter. He's not saying that l'chadchila, you should do it like that. Me'ikar Din is mutter. So, from the Bir Halacha, I don't know if he's saying Me'ikar Din is mutter, but he is saying B'shas HaTzchak, one can be maker. So, to me, it's posher that, you know, not to embarrass anybody and not to intern, you know, that there is on what to rely over here. Not, what does it mean? Yevshar b'inyan acher. What does that mean? It means not to embarrass someone. I assume that's what it means. So where this comes up, famous Shaila comes up with a lot of Gedol Yisrael, one of Gedol Yisrael, Rosh Yeshiva's big people. The Masada Kedushin at a wedding, a big veer, and the cow is not always dressed the way she's supposed to be dressed. He can't turn around. You know, he's stuck. So that's like the perfect example of being naked on a Tzim and Sinai. So that's what they bring down from the Maharsham. The Maharsham said he would only say the biggest erison, he would refuse to take the Sheva Brachas. Someone else could do the Sheva Brachas, bad enough I have to say these first two Brachas, I'll say these first two Brachas about Tzim HaSeinayim. There are other stories of other Rosh Hashivas like who ask for a bencher and they go like this, if it does help, it doesn't help, that's also a Machlokas. But again, we're not talking about Erva Mamish, we're talking about Erva Mamish, so then it's Mamish Shaila V'Dor Raisa, and aside for the Mechaber, everybody else, Bakom and Kolkol, they're all Machmir. Here, it's in the Tabrisha era. You have big poskim who hold Chazanish Bechal holds Mikra Din is Mutter. You have big poskim who the Prima Gadim, others. Yemishmir says B'shas HaTzchak, so that's the Shas HaTzchak. The Rav can also make it a little bit better if you hold up a bench over your mouth, over your eyes, or exactly what part of the, you know, way you have to hold it up, they bring down here in the...
Why the two first brachas more?
Well, because he's in the Masada Kedushin. So those two brachas he's stuck saying. But he doesn't say the Shabbat brachas, you know, they give that to somebody else. That's what they bring that from the Maharsham. No, that's just the Messiah Kedushin's job. It's not his job to say the Shabbat brachas. Give that to the uncle and the grandfather and the bride and the best man. What?
There's no real difference.
No, there's no halakhic difference. No, there's no halakhic difference. He says, "Ain't who Omer Bar the Rock is Berachas to Erison. Shehechrech Omer Asi. He's stuck. He has to say that. He's a Sakhidu. That's his job. Ubezeu Samech Hadas Mekim Batim Esenayim. But he will not say the Shavu Berachas. That's what they bring down over here in the Yeshu. Vuchoshi Shadas Achonish Shalom Ila Batim Esenayim. So Lamais, it's a big look like this. Also very relevant to giving Shiurim in places where the Kiruv whatever. So that's also." That's you know, okay, you can go ask your local halachic authority what's Yeshab Yanach, but Makum Kir, Makum Shirim, things like that to spread Torah. Otherwise, you know, you have a whole group of people never going to hear any Torah. So that's Yeshab Yanach. So, but it's still, he's still not allowed to look. He still has to close his eyes or look the other way. So, Ikar Din, he brings down the Chazon Ish and the Rechaim Kanievsky here in the Dershu also, footnote 4. So Me'ikar Din is it's mutter, whatever. B'shas HaTzchak is mutter. We put it that way. So Chas HaShem, one should not embarrass anyone.
Now it's just when you're in the same reshus, no? When you're in the same, when it's mom, there's no even glass that is all of this.
Oh, right. Good. Very good. So that's what we said by Erev Abba Shoshis. We said back in Mishabur Sivkatan Chav Tes, no, in Mishabur Sivkatan Chav Hei, Atzima Senayim Shari because of the Kulei Alma. That everyone agrees is fine if it's glass. Kemichi Erebal Kopan Machusa. Right. If it's between glass, then for sure it's going to be okay. We're talking about where there's no glass. Is that a wedding? Is that he's giving a class? Giving a class in Eshtara to whoever walked through the door. Things like that. So, yeah, he has to be makbe not to look when he's saying over the Torah. But, okay, one should ask a personal shayla if and when this becomes relevant. But closing eyes, there are mekilim, big mekilim, chazanish among them, prim gadim, bach, mishabur of shesilchak. Okay, let's finish up siman ayin hey. The end of Chav Tes. Achein. Im chalon shel zchuchit mafsik beino le'erva va'otim einav milaroso. Oh, he just said, Mahani the Kuliyama. That works according to everybody. Kevin de'eshal kolpanim ezechatzita machatze neged erva. Period. Now the Pasuk says erva's davar. The Gemara says, dibur asur, hear her mutter. You're not going to talk in learning. Talk, but thinking and learning is always going to be fine, even in front of erva. Dibur asur, hear her mutter. But they say you can't be mechavin to be yotzei a bracha because that's not hear her. That's like shemir kohen. That's like dibur. Okay, we'll save sifkaton lamed for tomorrow. That also gets us into siman ayin vav, which is tzoa.